855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. That is a toll-free call, and it is brought to you by SACL CAI. And this is the live Friday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Michelle.
Jason,
no, Jason Talley.
Jason Talley's voice is conspicuously absent. Why is that? I'll tell you the story. This morning was Ian Freeman's habeas corpus hearing. Now, this is day 45 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up. Our main host of the show, Ian Freeman, decided to stand in front of a police car when I guess they were taking a woman to jail that he felt was being taken unjustly. And he delayed the officer an entire 45 seconds, at least. And they tossed his butt in jail for 90 days as a result.
He got 360, and most of those were waived suspended. And in the event that he violates his probation, which will be some set of ridiculous rules, then he'll have to go back and serve the rest, as I understand it, right?
That sounds right. So he's got a 90-day sentence to do, could do as few as 60 days, and we are on day 45. However, there was a habeas corpus thing filed by Mark Stevens and a local Keniac named David. And they made Mark Stevens believe that he was going to be representing Ian, but that Ian had waived having Mark Stevens represent him. But in truth, what happened, this is as Mark Stevens relayed the story to me this morning, and in truth what happened was that they wouldn't let Mark Stevens and David appear because they had not filed paperwork in order to subject themselves to the court's jurisdiction, was the terminology that they used. Ian was to represent himself, basically.
Can I get clarification here? So as I understand it, if you do not submit to the court's authority, you either get told to leave, and if you refuse to leave, then you're found in contempt. So why would you, in addition to that, have to, so there's already a rule in place for if you do not submit to the jurisdiction of the court, right? So why would you need to get, why would you need to sign something saying that you're submitting yourself to the jurisdiction of the court?
That's what the guy in the black robe said. I don't know what else to tell you. That was part of the subjecting oneself to the jurisdiction. I guess to some extent there were powers of attorney that needed to be signed and things like that. I don't know beyond that. I have heard that habeas corpus hearings can be, you know, habeas corpus can be filed upon anyone for anything to find the body of evidence and all that stuff. You got me. The judge sounded relatively reasonable when he was explaining why one needs to fill out this paperwork. However, oftentimes they do make their little rules sound reasonable. I'm not going to claim to be a legal expert. That's why they have lawyers to rob us. So they have made these what at one point were relatively simple operations that people could represent themselves in. They have made them into incredibly difficult things that people cannot even have a chance of representing themselves in. And so that's why we down south, we call them liars.
Mm-hmm.
And
liars.
Yes, that's right. And so what happened was the crew of Keene folks, myself included, not that I live in Keene or necessarily agree with everything that the Keene folks do. Not that there even is a group of people called Keene folks, but a bunch of folks went and went to attend this hearing. Jason Talley, our Friday co-host here, he actually was among them. I guess he checked some video gear at the desk, but had his personal camera that he was going to use to take pictures of some things at the clerk's window.
To test the Glick finding, right?
No, the Glick finding really doesn't have anything to do with it. This is 91A of the New Hampshire rules states explicitly that you are able to take pictures and video record documents at the clerk's window.
Mm.
The bailiffs demanded that he give the camera over. He somehow got past the bailiffs with the camera. They demanded he give the camera over. He refused. They tackled him. Mm-hmm.
They tackled him?
They subdued him. He then went to the ground. They put handcuffs on him, and then they drug him by the handcuffs out of the door, put him in a wheelchair, and according to some passerby, they roughed him up. So As I understand, he is refusing to process, which means give them his name, rank, serial number, and all that stuff. And, I really, when some activists do this, I think it's setting oneself up for failure, frankly, because at some point or another, you will give them your information because they won't let you go. Their Supreme Court has said that you must give your name, you must identify yourself, and they will not let you leave their jail cell. And this is the worst sort of jail cell they can provide to you, one that, where they choose whether or not they give you clothing, you sleep on a slab of concrete.
You may not get clothing?
You may not get clothing.
When I go in for jail, I'm going to tell them I don't want clothing.
That ought to go well for everyone. They put you right there where you're observable at all times by an officer, so you have no privacy while you do your business and that kind of thing. It is a really unpleasant way to be incarcerated. So he is in there for the time being. They have hid and ducked and dodged and not let any of the activists know where his arraignments and things are at this point. I mean, they had to have brought him into some kind of courtroom. They didn't, we can't observe the public. The public hearing is not public because they're not letting anybody know. And they actually locked the door on activists because they, they found out where it was. They locked the door. They wouldn't let people go in.
This is at Superior Court?
This is at the Superior Court in Keene, New Hampshire. Let's go to TSA George. George?
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Just speaking of certain justice here, apparently, according to this one article I'm looking at right now, in Canada, a child rapist can get less time than a pot grower.
Really? I thought Canada was pretty good about marijuana.
Oh, apparently, according to this Prime Minister Stephen Harper is getting tougher on pot growers than he is on rapists and children under the notorious omnibus crime legislation that was tabled this past Tuesday. A person growing 201 pot plants in a rental unit would receive a longer mandatory sentence than someone who rapes a toddler or forces a five-year-old to have sex with an animal.
What?
Quoted verbatim from the article here.
Frankly, 200 plants is not that much, especially if you're, cloning and, taking babies off the mama and stuff like that. 200 plants really isn't that much. I mean, you could have 200 plants and not produce more than a couple of, a few ounces of marijuana, maybe a couple of pounds tops. If you're doing an indoor grow.
According to the article, producing just 6 to 200 plants, somewhere between 6 and 200 even.
Seven plants is punishable by more time than forcing a child to have...
You misheard me.
Okay.
Producing anywhere between 6 and 200 pot plants.
Seven is between 6 and 200.
Sentence.
6 months.
Yeah.
But more than 200 is what? Like
it,
10
it
years?
It gives you that, a longer mandatory sentence. It doesn't say the mandatory sentence. It would be 7 to 14 years.
This just shows these people's priorities. They can make money off of the people growing pot. When you're talking about real criminals, they don't really care about protecting you from real criminals, sadly.
Out of curiosity, on another note that's similar, I was wondering if Ian got the book I sent him.
I don't know.
George, I can tell you that Ian has no idea who sends him the books because...
Oh, okay.
Right, but they come from the publisher or whatever, and the jail doesn't give him any of that information. So he does send out messages to us saying, please tell people thank you, I am receiving books, and I'm enjoying the reading. So
thanks a lot for the call.
The book is about called Everything's Going to Kill Everybody.
I couldn't tell you.
I'll ask him about it myself the next time I talk to him.
Okay. Thanks, George. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. And so, Ian had his habeas corpus hearing today, and that, Mark Stevens was very optimistic about that last night, how that would go. I will tell you how it went here in a few. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733 on Free Talk Live.
Now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
There's a saying that I have that I really enjoy, and it's this. Let emotions subside and then decide. You know, we all come to times in our life where we have to make decisions. I mean, really, all day long we're making decisions. Some of those decisions are more important than others. But especially if you're having to make a really important decision, you don't want to do it in a time of emotion. I've found out that emotions rise, but then they fall. So if I make a decision when my emotions are up, I'm likely not to want to do what I said I would do when my emotions fall down. Don't let your emotions drive you to take action, but make a wise, godly decision so you can follow through. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's a single toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. If you're a cigarette smoker, you've probably thought about the e-cigarette. You've heard about it. It is a vaporizing device that will vaporize a substance that contains nicotine and I guess some food-based additives and allow you to, enjoy the action of smoking without actually smoking. There is no smoke. There's no secondhand smoke as a result. No more ashtray mouth. It tastes a lot better than cigarettes do. And you can get a vaporizer kit for free. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that contain the nicotine, and you sort of stick them on the end of the vaporizer. This vaporizer that you'll be buying is one of the best-made vaporizers on the market today. And you can get free shipping on your starter kit and 40 cartomizers by going to vaporsmiths.com. And all you have to do is buy the 40 cartomizers, you get free shipping and the free starter kit. Or calling 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR or vaporsmiths.com. Free Talk Live is the show about your calls, so let's go to Brad in New Hampshire. Brad.
Hi, Mark. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, is this Brad Jarvis?
It is.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing. I called in to talk a little bit about the New Hampshire law known as 91A, the right to know law.
Yes.
And there's been quite a bit of contention about how it applies in the court system up here.
Because in this law, that it says specifically near the top, near the very top of it, that you can take video cameras and cameras themselves and take pictures of documents that you get from the clerk of courts, and it specifically says that, right?
Right. Well, actually, I don't know if the law, I haven't read it in a while. I don't know if it specifically says the clerk of courts. I do know that the law says, you can walk into your local city council or city clerk's office and take photographs of stuff. But the reason why the courts get away with disallowing people to do what, ostensibly is their right is because of a very contentious article in the New Hampshire Constitution, and it's Article 73A. It's about two sentences. Two sentences, so let me read it to you. It's the title of it is Supreme Court Administration, and it says, "The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court shall be the administrative head of all the courts. He shall, with the concurrence of a majority of the Supreme Court justices, make rules governing the administration of all courts in the state and the practice and procedure to be followed in all such courts." This sentence is the big hook. It says, "The rules so promulgated shall have the force and effect of law." So essentially, if the Supreme Court is given the authority to make laws by the New Hampshire Constitution, so if Chapter 91A says this is the law, the courts have to let people into check on records.
Including but not limiting photostatic copy, printing or electronic or tape recording, right?
Yes, and according to this article in the New Hampshire Constitution, they can just pass a rule. Unelected bureaucrats, politically connected attorneys can pass a rule that infringes on the legislative process. And a couple of years ago, there was a lot of news in the state about that article, and there were some allegations that the last sentence that said the rule so promulgated shall have the force and effect of law, there was some allegations that that was never supposed to be part of the actual constitutional amendment. But nothing really happened with that. But this is how the courts get away with, making their own rules. And there was a case, I think it was 1979, called State v. LaFrance. And what it was is there is still a law in the books that says that no matter what rule the courts have to allow the police to carry guns into the courtrooms. I think it's RSA 490. Colon 1 or 490 right. Colon 2. And the Supreme Court said, basing their argument on Article 73A, they said, no, the legislature can't pass laws that infringe on our ability to pass rules. So the courts can basically do whatever they want, and there's nothing anyone can do about it.
This is a very good example of why I am an anarchist and not a minarchist. The rules and the laws and the legislation is meant to trip you up.
Absolutely.
It's not there to protect you. It's not there to protect your liberties, but rather to screw you so that at every turn you are in noncompliance and disobeying.
Right. So if you read Section 91A of the New Hampshire statutes, annotated statutes incorporated or whatever the heck these are, and you believe that you have the right from the law-given right to copying, whether it's photography, photostatic copying, printing, or electronic or tape recording, because the law says that. But then in 73A or whatever it is, the law says, well, the courts can say whatever they want, and that's law instead of what the law says about what the courts are supposed to do.
And just the other day when I was in court, we'll get to it later, the judge, who's very nice to me and everything, and let me have like my 15 minutes of fame and speak to the galley and the courtroom and everything, he said to me that he would find me in contempt if I tried to bring up liberty or the Constitution again.
That's what they do. Well, so, I mean, you know, when it comes to... Go ahead. I'm sorry, Brad.
If you try to figure this stuff out, you're going to twist yourself into a pretzel.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is a lot more of a game of chess than checkers when you know, dealing with them. And, you know, most people don't have the time to read all this stuff and to memorize it all. But I think the best thing that could happen with this case that came out of the First Circuit Court of Appeals down in Boston.
The
Glick decision. I think the best thing that could happen is someone up here, because of what's been happening in Keene District Court, you know, it's important to note that this ban on photography in the court came about because of the presiding judge in Keene District Court being embarrassed because he was caught on film committing a crime.
Yeah.
And right after
that... he was never prosecuted for.
Of course not.
Yeah, I mean, and it's an absolute case for false reports to law enforcement because he caused someone to get locked up for something they didn't do. But, you know, I think the best thing that could happen is to get in touch with, someone who's a legal expert like Attorney Seth Hipple up here and have him go to the Federal District Court and file for what's called a declaratory judgment to basically say that the Glick decision should include court lobbies. Places inside the lobby because, you know, you could very easily argue that the ban on photography in the New Hampshire courts infringes on three of the five protected rights in the First Amendment. You know, the freedom of speech, the right to redress, and freedom of the press. And, you know, it's just, what's got to happen is that the Glick decision is basically the springboard where you start and then you got to go back to court and get it expanded and you need to be able to say this is how this decision should apply. So, I mean, I hope someone steps up, and I was talking to Jason Talley about it last night, but, you know, I think this is a sort of the camel's nose under the tent with this decision, and I hope it goes further.
Well, I hope that I hope that Jason can get out soon, and I hope that he has some kind of actionable, case against these people because it's disgusting. Brad, thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. Stakel toll-free call in line here on Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Well, I think it's a little weird to talk about revolution over the themes and means of corporate-produced and approved music. I'm Tony Yetzer from the Las Vegas. We produced and approved our own recordings on Life Before the Collapse, and then we put it on vinyl because it sounds good. Take care.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas. The Las Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the Sickle toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, live Friday edition with Mark
and Michelle.
Ruger's new SR-40C is a compact version of the recoil-reducing, striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-size 40-caliber pistols on the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame as those used on so many great Ruger pistols, offering the same features including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, and ambidextrous controls. The SR-40C features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. You can see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. SR-40C is a very attractive handgun. You can see it at Ruger.com. Also, check out the archives. Free Talk Live gives you archives for free going back for 5 years.
That's a deal.
It is a deal. It is unheard of in the commercial radio world. Certainly NPR will provide you with these kind of things, but Free Talk Live is by no means NPR.
NPR isn't free, though, because tax dollars go to pay for it.
Yes, true, but somewhere between 5 and 10% of their budget is taxed. I love the way the NPR is done, except for the whole tax funding part of their model. And frankly, they could drop it tomorrow and they'd make just as much money. So anyway, archives.freetalklive.com. Get 5 years worth of archives that you can do what you will with. Let's go to Travis in Virginia. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Did you hang up trying to...
No, I didn't hang up.
Okay, go ahead.
What, you all familiar with probation?
Yes.
Yeah, and of course, you know, probation are certain terms.
Yep, sure. There are terms to probation.
If a person drinks a beer, do you think they should go to jail for 15 days?
No, I don't, but sometimes probation will have those terms.
I just want to know your opinion on it. That's what I thank you.
We don't think that people should go to jail, period. There are free markets.
I mean, hold on. I don't know. If you kill somebody, you should go to jail.
Okay, so
if you kill somebody, you should go to jail.
The way the jails are set up right now, all of that comes from the state. Same state that just murdered Troy Davis down in Georgia. So there is a free market solution, in my opinion, for all things. And the current system with the state controlling all things, including, you know, putting people away for breaking laws and things like that, I find to be immoral.
The vast majority of people who are in jail for offenses where they have not harmed anyone, whether they're in possession of some kind of plant or its extract or whatever. And I don't think those people should be in jail. People that are a danger to other people, those people, we have to be separated in some way, shape, or form from people they may harm. I don't know what that would look like. I do think, however, when people that largely people who commit crimes don't make good to their victims, but instead they're making good to society as a whole by serving time. And usually, when they're serving time, they're being taught by other criminals how to do other crimes.
And I think, more efficiently.
I went to jail for 15 days because I broke probation because they found an empty beer bottle with a receipt from 2 months prior.
Uh-huh.
That really irritates the living daylights out of
me. I bet it does. I mean, you know, frankly, being on probation is a, you know, it's a ticket to jail, sadly. So many people will take probation in order to avoid jail, and then they, you know, end up paying money to the government and getting put in and out of the system all the way through. I've seen guys who have chosen to take jail time over probation just because they feel it is such a trap. You know, how long is your probation running for?
It'll be the 2 years will end on February 25th of 2012.
I would recommend you not have any beer until then.
But why?
Because I don't want you to go to jail, Travis. Not because it's right, but because that's practical.
We shouldn't live in a country where a guy can't sit in his house and drink a beer.
Well, there are a lot of people that would tell you, then you just go ahead and leave this country if you don't like the way it is.
They'll tell you that.
I know that, and that makes me mad. That makes me irate.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do to change it?
What can he do?
You want to know what I've done?
Tell me.
I have.
Yes, I do.
Every judge, every prosecutor, with the things I've done, believe me, I've not sat on my ass and done nothing. I can assure you of that.
Well, I think we all have to do something. And Travis, I do appreciate the call, and I wish you the best on your probation. You know, good luck one way or the other. I think a man does have the right to drink a beer in his house, whether that man's on probation or not. Now, it might be one thing if your probation was for, say, DUI, manslaughter, or something like that. I think that there might be some cause for that. You know, in the same way that you wouldn't let a pedophile work at a daycare center. But you know, what are you going to do? I board up just apparently dumped a portion of the call because he said a word that the board up didn't like. Okay.
So, okay.
I thought you could say that particular word on the air.
What word is it?
It describes in a vulgar manner urination and begins with a P. And it's only four letters.
Oh, but you know, that means to get drunk in England.
It does. We're not in England. That's what the board op decides to do.
You can say bloody, even though that kind of means the...
It's pretty gross. F-word. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, going on, we were talking about Ian's habeas corpus hearing here. I gave a brief story about how our Friday night co-host Jason Talley has been arrested. I sincerely hope the best for him. I think that this not processing thing is a setup for failure. Not just in his case. I'm certainly not singling him out. I understand why people are angry and they don't want to cooperate once they've been incarcerated, but the fact is that they will hold you until you give them the information that they want. And at that point, if you don't give it to them sort of readily, it looks like you've lost. It looks like you broke down. If your principles are not to give people, you know, the arresting officers and those people your information, then you've broke your principles. And I'm not saying that is necessarily a principle. I'm just saying that that's what it looks like to people out there. The cheering section that wants free staters, free keeners, and libertarians to be bad and wrong, those people are fortified by people breaking down and giving their information, and nobody cannot break down and give their information. So I think that the best course of action is just choose to process. That's my opinion. I hope the best for Jason. So, about Ian's habeas corpus hearing, I was not there for Jason's arrest. I'm only relaying the story as it has been relayed to me. By the time I got there, they had already had some level of you know, most of the activists had gone through. I came in about 10 minutes later than this. I got up in there, went into the courtroom, and Ian had not yet arrived. They were not fiddling with the equipment like they were, so Ian was going to be on site, as they had said. They brought him in. Of course, the judge came in. Nobody rose for the judge, which made, of course, the little bailiff fella Tebow very unhappy.
Judge Arnold
is not presiding over this case because he is one of the reasons that the case is in place. This is Judge Mangione.
Okay.
As the case may be, Ian comes in. The judge says to Ian that he has three choices, those three choices are to dismiss this and go away, to represent himself, or to hold this off and get the paperwork filed by Mark Stevens, who is hoping to do sort of a layperson representation. Since Ian believes himself to only have a couple of weeks left on his sentence, just elected to read the pieces of paper out loud in a sort of broadcaster style, and elaborate to some extent, he pointed out to the court that that in their rulings that the term the city of and the state of are terms of political and corporate terms, that these do not represent the land. Mm. And therefore Ian Freeman could not have been present in a corporation because one cannot exist inside of a corporation, that the state did not prove that they existed in a corporation, so therefore the court did not have jurisdiction. And the judge was writing things down when this occurred. They elaborated. He asked questions. Did you bring this up in trial? Ian kind of hemmed and hawed to some extent. I mean, he sort of had and sort of hadn't. Let me go on with the explanation. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about what you'd like to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. But I do want to finish what happened with Ian's habeas corpus hearing today. So I was there. Michelle, you had had to miss out on this one. And but you do have your own courtroom antics to report here coming up shortly. It's quite a busy week, sadly, in Keene, New Hampshire. And since, frankly, the folks on this show are activists as well as broadcasters, we portray these things to people. So, Ian's habeas corpus hearing first, pointed out to the judge from, this thing pointed, the piece of paper that was typed up by Mark Stevens, that he was not present in the city of Keene because the city of Keene is a corporate and political body as designated by such and such case law, this, that, and the other, and all that kind of thing. And it is not possible for him to exist within a political and corporate body because he lives in the real world. And if, since the court didn't prove that he existed inside a corporate body, that therefore this is moot and not valid. They also brought up whether, the right to revolution, which is ensconced in the New Hampshire Constitution, and said that, I'm revolting. I have the right to do that. I felt that this was wrong. They pointed out that there was no victim and, cited case law in every one of these points and cited it well. I felt that it was really well put together. And lastly, said that according to Article 18 of the New Hampshire Constitution, that a punishment must be commensurate with a crime. And he felt that 90 days for waylaying a police officer was not a good sentence, that it was too much, and that, frankly, I feel he, ruined this argument. There were four people that stood in front of police cars that day, and as I understand it, each one of them got zero, except for Ian. He got 90 days.
Did they get zero because they, pled out?
No, I know for certain Meg took her case to trial. I think one of them got dropped, and I can't tell you what happened on the fourth one precisely. I'm not entirely sure what happened on the fourth one. Hmm. So, but at the very least, one of these people that Ian had never been convicted of a first degree misdemeanor at all. So this was his first degree misdemeanor, his first jury trial, and they went after him because the judge said that he was leader of Free Keene.
He's a cult leader.
That's right. So
I understand. Pete and Adamo went in to see him last week, yeah. And they just walked right up to the counter and said, "Hi, we're here to see our leader."
That's funny.
And they know exactly who they were talking about.
Yeah, I imagine they do. Sick and tired of dealing with Free Staters, I imagine, at the King, anything, anything to do with Cheshire County. They're sick and tired of it. So, he made this point that this was too much of a sentence. I agree that the sentence was too long and too much. However, I don't think that he made the case very well. I think he expected to be represented, and his representation wasn't present, so he was winging it. And, there's one of the feathers in his wing wasn't there, as far as I was concerned. The judge furiously took notes and asked questions. Some of the questions seemed positive, and some of the questions seemed negative. The prosecutor stood up and said, essentially, this is frivolous and dumb. Why am I here? And sat back down relatively quickly. I mean, I don't know whether that's going to be an effective defense or not, but he cited no case law, and that was that. They took Ian, I guess there was an opportunity to sort of bat something back and forth, like a rebuttal for both sides, and prosecutor Ian rebutted a little bit, and the prosecutor chose not to. They took Ian away in chains. By the way, this dangerous fella had to represent himself. He was in waist chains and shackles and handcuffs. They only let him take one hand out. He asked to be released so he could do this, and the judge said, "You're in custody, sir." So suggesting that, people in custody must be in chains, not convicted for any kind of violent offense or anything like that. It's just a humiliation thing. Ian was had his, his hair unkempt.
The chains weigh more than Ian does, I'm sure.
the his hair was unkempt and his beard was fully grown.
He looks like a Taliban now.
Yeah, he looks like the Unabomber. They took him away. The judge said that he would take this case under advisement. I have not heard anything, so if there is any advisement, I don't know whether they have even taken him back to the county jail. I have no information beyond when they shackled him back up and took him out of the courtroom. Mm-hmm. So, that was that for Ian's habeas corpus hearing today. So, Michelle.
Yes, sir.
You have seven tickets for not having a driver's license or license plates, proper registration or something, the proper paperwork with which to direct and your motor vehicles. Is that right?
I believe it's nine total, including not having a boater's license to operate a boat on the water.
That's right. Their water.
Things. Yeah.
Their water, their roads.
Right. Mm-hmm. So yes. So over the summer, I was given my first ticket by Officer Joel Schister of Dublin, who I just then confronted on Tuesday at my trial, where I had, pled not guilty. And I was there, shortly after 10 o'clock, and they did not allow me to go before the judge until noon after everyone else. So
in this last case, you had worn a large floppy lady hat.
I did.
And they had asked you to take your lady hat off. Mm-hmm. Were you sitting there with your hat on the whole time waiting for the judge?
I didn't. This time I didn't wear a hat.
Okay.
I only had three people come to the, courtroom with me.
Yep.
And I just don't want to make a stink like that when I don't have, Yeah, exactly. No one was filming.
Okay.
So I just thought it would be moot. And
gotcha.
And so anyway, I seem to be the only person, Rich Paul somewhat too, who has, I wouldn't say positive, but who garners some respect from the police and from the judge and the bailiffs and things. And anyway, they seem to treat me differently than they treat other people. I'm allowed to bring in water. I'm allowed to give notes and things to the defendants while they are sitting at the desk, whereas other people aren't. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to get up and film right up close to wherever I want to be. So given that I have held that, unique
position. Yeah.
I'm trying that. There's not enough juice in the squeeze for me to
stand with a hat.
Yeah, gotcha. Exactly. So I waited, though. And
I frankly don't think that the highest and most important liberty issue in facing New Hampshire and its denizens is the wearing of hats in courtrooms. I think that people should, that it is ludicrous to have to doff a hat in the courtroom, unless you're wearing some like giant hat that's going to block the view of the person behind you.
If I had no hair because I was receiving cancer treatment and I had a hat on and they told me to remove it, I you know, or someone else was in that case,
yes.
And they were hiding it because they felt embarrassed or shame or, you know, whatever, then I would certainly make a stink then. If
right.
The
they
judge
don't, they don't make you take off little religious caps right. Like yarmulkes and things like yeah. That. They don't make you take off wigs. You know, where does this whole headgear thing start exactly? I mean, you know, it's a great question. I don't think it's the most important issue facing us today, frankly. Mm-hmm. So
I was there, and, you know, person after person went up before me, and these were all trials. They weren't arraignments. And you know, it was
cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Exactly, thank you. And, you know, one young man who had been at my arraignment, where you were also, I don't know if you recall, he had like $3,000 worth of fines.
Yeah, like this one kid, they were going to just get him.
And he felt pretty strong, and I talked to him afterwards and told him that, you know, if he wanted some support, that he knew where to find us and he could get it and what have you. He was there by himself, and he ended up taking a plea deal then, because they reduced it from like $3,000 to $900, and he thought that he was getting such a deal.
Yeah, you know, that's how it often goes. I mean, you know, when you're facing this, you feel like, well, they've got me with their little rules and stuff. And, you know, I mean, take a look at what happened with Ian. Likely, Ian could have bargained and gotten zero for a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But he chose not to bargain, and they gave him 90 days in jail, basically because he took a jury trial. He had filled out this paperwork to go from district court to superior court. Therefore, district court had to rule. That ruling was 60 days in jail. He went to superior court, got his jury trial, found guilty of one of the two charges, and was sentenced to 90 days in jail. So the first ruling was 60 days on two charges. The second ruling was not guilty on one charge. The second charge was guilty. They gave him 90 days. To me, the only conclusion I can draw from that is you've wasted our time with this jury trial.
Punitive.
You stinking peon, you yep. Serf, and you will be punished for it. This is the pillory.
Mm-hmm.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Have I got it all wrong? Is it the legal system that keeps us from descending into the Stone Age like those stinking Muslims? Is that what it is? Somebody call in and tell me I'm wrong. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A. Talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.